Special extended financing. Don't wait. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, service, rentals, and parts. In fact, during the AD Lift Truck open house on Friday, November 1st from 11 to 1, you can see the forklifts and meet the manufacturers, enjoy a free lunch, and possibly even win a door prize. See the new line of heli forklifts and more at AD Lift Truck, 5434. Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, saving big and winning big are your advance advantage. Right now, 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a filter are just $21.99. You can put that oil in your Ford Mustang GT. Don't have one? Well, you could. When you enter to win a Mustang GT from Castrol, valued at $40,000. Plus, save on Castrol oil. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary to enter. See store for details. Visit CastrolAdvancedSweeps.com for more info.
I think we may have a breast bulletin. I won't name any names, but somebody from Channel 2 just called and has posted on our Facebook page a picture. If you missed earlier, a guy called and said you need to check out Rebecca Roberts from Channel 2. She did a story on these firefighters who are going to wear pink for the whole Susan G. I'm not a big fan of the whole pink T-shirt thing. But apparently when she did the story on TV, the lights caught her just in the right way and revealed that she's very well endowed, something the TV chicks locally try to cover up. They wear baggy, loose clothing or high collars.
You have to look close.
Oh, yeah.
See the curves there?
Uh-huh. She's cute.
Yeah.
I don't think it reveals as much as I would have liked for it to reveal. If you
there's the outline.
I have to call her.
So there you go. It's up on our Facebook page. 314-969-KTRS. A lot of good calls so far. Let's just keep that going. Let's play all hour. You need some advice. You need some help. You got something you can lay on us that'll help us. And by the way, thanks to the people who, I went to Best Buy this morning and I bought the Apple TV. It's not actually a television. It's, a dongle, they call it. You plug it into your TV. It allows you to use your iPhone or your iPad to look at your videos and your photos and anything else that's on your iPad. So thanks to Kevin and everybody else who wrote me, and I should have listened to you first time around and gotten it instead of the Google Chromecast. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. And here's Tom. Hello, Tom. Tom, that's you.
Hello.
Yes.
Brett.
Yes, sir.
I'm there.
That's why I said Tom. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. How can we help you?
A good friend of mine who's passed away, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys play the beginning of the, you always did Pain in My Hand.
Yes, we did.
Do you remember Pain in My Hands?
Yes, and it was an old lady's voice, Pain in My Hands.
Pain in My Hands.
I do remember that.
Okay. You know, he's gone, but every time you played that when we were sitting having a cold Bavarian beverage,
mm-hmm.
He would just laugh, like, and I have not heard that. I listened religiously.
No, we don't use it. And Peon, why don't we use it anymore?
I think that was the previous guy. I don't think I ever had that one.
It was. I remember that.
Wow.
Do you remember Pain in My Hand?
Yeah. Peon says that was pre-Peon. That was before he came on board, which just tells me the show was much better back then.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
You know what? I would, if you could find it, I would just love to hear that.
We'll do some digging.
I get home from work, I sit on my back porch. I've got a little transistor radio that, you know, every once in a while you have to, you know, turn the dial a little bit.
Don't you have don't you have a bathroom in your house?
Yeah, where do you listen again?
You said you SH on your back porch.
You're killing me. Are you kidding me?
And it sounded like you said I SH on my back door. Tom, I'll tell you what, we'll look around for it, okay?
Hey, that would be great. I would love to hear it.
Okay.
Just for Tim. Thank you.
You got it. For Tim. For the late, great Tim. Here's Ron. Hello, Ron.
Well, hello there, Frank. First, let me hear that wonderful Hebrew word of AM and PM.
Hallelujah. There you go.
Yes, you were talking about streets yesterday, but different names of that?
Yes.
Yeah. You realize what some of these street names originally were?
A lot of them are French. Other than that, I don't know.
Well, first of all, you take the street Pershing. You know where Pershing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Originally, that name was Berlin.
Okay.
It got changed in World War One, and they named it after General John J. Pershing.
Okay.
And Lindbergh, that originally was Denny Road.
You're not going to go through all the streets in St. Louis, are you?
No. Well, I do other things besides this. I tell you what, you like old movie stars? You give me an old movie star, I'll tell you where they're born and buried.
Well, maybe another day. Maybe we'll do that another day. Okay, where's Cary Grant buried?
Well, he was cremated. He died at November 86 at the Blackhawk Hotel in Davenport, Iowa.
Man, this is scary that you know that.
Yeah, but he got flown out his body, and it was cremated. He's from Bristol, England, and Archie Leach, that's his real name.
Maybe one day we'll do a segment on that.
Well, I was saying, it's one of the things you said to want to talk about. That's for a few things.
Okay.
But there's a lot of famous people here from St. Louis, too, and you know that yourself, like Vincent Price, right?
Right.
And how about Betty Grable?
Buddy Ebsen, Betty Grable.
Or Belleville, Illinois, Betty on Lebanon Avenue.
Phyllis Diller.
She's originally from Lima, Ohio.
Well, she lived in Webster Groves. What about the cowboy that was in Cheyenne from Belleville? What's his name? Who am I thinking?
No, he's from Hartford, Illinois. Clint Walker. Norman Walker. He's still alive. But before she lived in Webster Groves, Phyllis Diller lived at Shaw and Vandeventer at her husband's mother's house. Did you know that?
I'm not going to argue with you. It sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Well, I think I do anyway. I mean, give me a break. I mean, after all, McGraw used to treat me real bad.
Well, he treats you better than ever. He kicked you off the show.
Yeah.
That's as bad as you can treat anybody.
Yeah. He says I was suspended without pay. He never gave me a red cent in his life.
No, see, that's not right. If you've been on with us and you got kicked off, you get paid.
Oh, that's so sweet of
you. We pay the people we kick off.
Yeah, by the way, you lived in O'Fallon?
It was Fairview Heights or O'Fallon. We don't know where we lived, but our mailing address was O'Fallon, Illinois. We were on Highway 50 right outside of Fairview Heights.
Well, you know a famous Academy Award movie star that lived at 319 Archery Street?
No, I bet you do.
Huh?
I bet you do. Who is it?
William Holden.
Okay.
Yeah, going for Stalag 17, 1953 Academy Award.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, you're up with it, too. But no. By the way, Clint Walker's real name is Norman Walker.
Okay.
That's his real name. And the guy that discovered him was Van Johnson while he was working as a bouncer in Las Vegas.
You know almost too much.
Well, I know. That's people get mad. I bruise eagles really easily. You know, like John Carter, you know.
Well, he's sensitive. Ron, we got a bunch of calls we got to run, but thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Whew. Okay. John, how are you?
Hey, gang.
Hey, John.
I'm AM in the PM.
That's good enough.
Hallelujah. And you said you're waiting for the lunatics to call?
Is that you?
Here I am.
Good, about time. We were starting to wonder.
Yeah.
How can we help you?
Have you noticed that now the anchorettes, they're starting to put the information barns in front of their...
breasts?
Yes.
Yeah, see, local TV is so prudish. They're so conservative. If you watch CNN or Fox News or any of the big outlets, they get some good leg in there. At least they're making progress. And an occasional tight-fitting thing. But, boy, locally, it's almost like there's some rule that if you're in local TV, you better not show anything that reveals what sex you are.
That's right.
Pretty buttoned up.
Speaking of chicks on TV,
mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that on the cop shows and FBI series that most of the hot chicks wear pantsuits?
Yes.
And they look really nice?
Yeah.
And Bill Hipperson is always...
Bill Hipperson?
Oh, the other... Okay.
He's thinking of Joe Club.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
He's always makes fun of Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Well, there's a big difference in Hillary in pantsuit and Mariska Hargitay or somebody, whatever her name is. Hargitay, what's her name?
I don't know.
Yeah, big difference.
But no, my theory is that she just needs a a new seamstress, or what are they called, a tailor.
Who does?
Hillary.
Okay.
And if she wears those pantsuits and, you know, puts on a little frilly.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. She's still going to look like Hillary. Sorry.
Okay.
No offense to anybody who's a Hillary fan, but she's what you see is what you get. And I don't know that any seamstress or tailor can make a pantsuit that will make her look much better. What else you got?
Have you seen The World's Fastest Engine, Indian?
No.
That is a great movie.
That's actually a movie. The World's Fastest Engine or Indian?
Indian.
I'm sorry. Okay, I have not seen that.
You have not?
No.
And it's about the motorcycle.
Ah, okay.
And you'd love it. It's based on a true story. What's his name?
Indian Larry?
No, the Indian motorcycle. But Hannibal Lecter, the guy that played him.
Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah, he's the grouchy old man that builds the motorcycle.
Okay, I'll watch for it.
Yeah, all right.
All right, John.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Here's
big difference in the calls from the 3 o'clock
we turned
hour.
A corner.
Yes.
We turned a massive corner. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, now, for a man who never forgets a joke, you have a lousy memory.
Okay.
Okay, pain in the hands.
Well, hang on a second. My memory for jokes is nothing to do with my memory for other things. I have no memory when it comes to other things.
Oh, I've noticed that.
It's just for jokes.
It's all used up with
no,
the jokes.
No, seriously, I have a horrible memory about other things. All right,
okay,
go ahead.
Let me fill you in.
All right.
Pain in the hands was in honor of the girl you used to call Judy the Cutie Martin.
Okay.
It was every Friday. Every Friday, it was pain in the hands, and that was for Judy.
How do you remember
that?
And
when she moved away, you said you would never do it again.
How do you remember that?
I've been listening for a long, long time, and I remember.
Wow.
I can hear the words pain in the hand. I can even hear the old lady that did it, but I had no idea why we quit it, why we started it. There's so much crap in this show over the years that has come and gone that I honestly, I don't know where it came from, where it went. We just go day to day, but I'm glad you do.
I'm sure Ian can find it. He finds so many things, but that was for Judy. And also, I wanted to ask you if you happened to watch Stephen Colbert Monday night.
I did not.
All right. Go to ColbertNation.com and click on Monday Night's show. His guest and about more than two-thirds of the show was the creator of Breaking Bad.
Vince Gilligan.
It was an awesome interview. And the very last segment, after the last commercial, where he usually just says goodbye and they go off, he ran down the hall and follow that. It is absolutely hilarious.
Did you watch Breaking Bad?
No, I did not. I will someday. I keep checking on demand, and one of these days, AMC will rerun it, and I'll be able to watch it all.
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
No, I don't think I will. And even knowing how it ended, who cares? I think Ian said the other day, we knew the Titanic.
Well, but you know what? This is one example of a series or even a movie or anything else I can think of where knowing the ending in no way would keep you from appreciating how well this thing was shot, edited, cast, written, everything about it.
Yeah, well, this is the guy who wrote it, the guy who created it, and it's a really awesome interview. Like I said, it's two-thirds of the show. So check out Monday night's Colbert, and you've got it.
All right, Linda, I appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You could bring it up on your iPad tonight and then watch it through your TV.
With my new Apple TV thing I bought. Hey, real quickly, speaking of Breaking Bad, for anybody who has ever been rejected, if you've ever been told no about a job, I put this in the category with when Seinfeld was shown to a test audience, and they said it's horrible. When Everybody Loves Raymond was shown to a test audience, and the results were, it's horrible. Check this out. Vince Gilligan. And this has nothing to do with whether or not you know anything about Breaking Bad. This has everything to do with how wrong people can be. Vince Gilligan, who is the creator of Breaking Bad, went to TNT with it, which is a cable channel. And they said, no, we're not interested. So he shopped it to Showtime, and they said, no, thank you. HBO, no. FX, no. All of these people now are kicking themselves in the butt.
Absolutely.
Because it far and away has won more awards than any show. It's the only show in my life that has had the impact it had on me. No other show has come close. I, in my life, I can never remember a show that I was actually mad when it was over and couldn't wait for a week to go by.
And now when they do come out with the CDs of the entire
DVDs.
Show, or the DVDs of the entire shows,
right.
Will AMC get
oh, absolutely. They
money
get a cut.
Oh, sure
they
will. They'll get a cut from that.
Sure
so
they will.
Those networks
and AMC said yes, and I read the article today in USA Today, and they said we had had great success with Mad Men, which people turned down, and they said that'll never fly, and it did. So they said we were accustomed to risk, and we were ready to have another hit on our hands. So wisely, they said yeah. Now, I'd like to know what happened to that guy at HBO that said, meth cook? Nah, not
interested. In charge of, yeah.
Oh, man. And you know what? If you're honest, if you've ever had that happen to you where you presented something and somebody turned you down and you went somewhere else, you want to go back and rub in their face.
Oh,
I mean,
heck yeah.
Nothing feels better
than
to go back to someone and go, hey, you know that thing that I came to you with and you weren't interested? Yeah, take a look at what happened to that. It feels good. Here's Marv. Hello, Marv.
Hi, Frank. Hey, watching the final episode of Under the Dome, I finally decided to watch that last night. And
now you just started to watch it?
No, I've been
he
watching.
Just watched
I
the
like
last
to keep about two episodes behind. You
okay.
Know?
Yeah.
And so I've decided last night. Well, let me finish up this segment.
Is the season over?
Oh, yeah, the last episode actually aired about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, and you know what? I know, I'm sure we watched it. I got so much stuff going now, and I've never in my life been juggling as many TV shows as I am right now, so I'm sure we saw the last
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, I'm pretty much, I got 98 hours in the can.
And by the way, I didn't expect to like this Under the Dome thing. It's not my kind of thing, but I do like it.
Well, actually, I kind of got caught up in it. You're right, it left a lot to be desired. So I'm watching the final episode, and it's getting down close to towards the end, and I'm thinking, well, when are they going to finally wrap this up? And I don't want to be a buzzkill for anybody that's watching, but I'll just get close to the end. They've got Barbie up in a gallows, and they're going to hang him, supposedly. And just about, the sky is exploding, and the stuff's going crazy. So they go to a commercial block. I'm going, oh, my God, because I'm looking at the time that's left, and it's getting very short. And they go into one of these, like Judy used to say, an ad cluster? What, spot cluster?
Yeah, spot cluster.
And they must have had 4 minutes of commercials. And sure enough, just as the last commercial's over, boom, you know, delete. You know, do you want to delete this?
Oh,
it's over.
No! No!
And, of course, on DirecTV, I guess they all do this, but if the show started 3 minutes late,
yes,
then it starts recording right at 9 and it ends at 10.
I've had this happen.
So I don't know if anybody, was it just me? Was it just DirecTV?
Did
anybody see the full final episode where they explained, you know, it would have taken 2-3 minutes to explain all the stuff that happens, where the dome came and the whole thing. But nothing. I'm hanging.
Well, I think there's going to be another season, so I don't think they wrapped it all up.
Oh, for God's sake. You know what? You may be right.
Yeah. You know what else? You know what I do sometimes? Is I record that show, and just in case, I'll record
the next one.
Show.
Yeah.
Especially if there's a ball game.
Yeah, save the last one.
If there's an award show or a ball game, because they don't know how long they're going to go,
right,
absolutely
exactly.
Grab the next show that follows.
Right. Yeah. Well, my son told me that, of course, I didn't know this, but it's based on a book by Stephen King.
Yeah.
And I said, did you read the book? And he said, yeah. And he said, you know, there wasn't so-and-so in the book. You know, the television writers, they got to jazz it up and add a bunch of fluff and get all the minorities in there and everything like that. So I think I just may go to the library, get the book, and then just see what it's all about.
You know, that's a good
yeah, that's probably it. Okay, well,
Hi,
thanks
Marv.
For your time.
You
appreciate
bet.
It.
Thank you,
Bye
Marv.
Now.
And we'll say hi to Tom before we take a break. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
Hey, I heard that guy call about the world's fastest Indian.
Mm-hmm.
That is a movie that I think you would really like.
With Anthony Hopkins.
Right. It's based on a true story about a guy, I'm guessing late 60s, early 70s. He's from Australia, and he comes over to the Bonneville Salt Flats and sets a world land speed record for motorcycle. It's a great movie. You would have to get it from a video store. I don't know if Netflix or anything like that's got it. It's been out for a number of years, but well worth watching.
Yeah, I'll check Netflix, see if I can find it. Another thing, you can just Google the title of the movie. Sometimes it'll tell you where to get it, too.
Now, that's true.
All right, I'll look
right,
for it. I appreciate
thanks.
It. Thank you.
AM and a PM.
Thank you, Tom.
Hallelujah.
I lied. One more. That'll be Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I'm sorry, I'm out of breath. I'm out here cutting my grass, but I just heard the guy that was talking about.
Are you married?
Yeah. Well,
why are you cutting the grass?
Yeah.
Good question.
There you go. That's a good answer.
No, but DirecTV, and I've got an older system, and I don't have an answer for under the dome. But DirecTV has the system or an option when you record a program to start that program 5 or 10 minutes early and end it 5 or 10 minutes late. But so it doesn't start. I mean, it will start at 9 and end at 10. You can program it to start and end early and late.
Yeah, the only time that option won't help you is if they really run late, like an award show, and let's say they're 20 minutes late. Yeah, the 5 minutes is usually a good idea, just in case. All right, I appreciate it.
I've had that happen to me, and it is aggravating.
Yeah, all right, thank you, Mike.
You bet.
All right, there goes Mike. Time to take a break. I don't know about you, but I'm tired.
Oh, man. We've
been going an hour and a half.
Worn out.
Yeah, time for a break. The union says we get a break right now. If you have a car loan, and most people do, you can probably tell me how much your car payment is, but I'll bet you, and when I say car, that obviously means truck, SUV, we just call them all cars. You probably know what your payment is, but I bet you don't know what the interest rate is, unless you just took out the loan. You probably don't know, because people really only care about the monthly payment. Now, if you were to take the time to check and see what your rate is, I will bet you, and I'd be right more than I'd be wrong, that First Community Credit Union has a lower car loan rate than you're paying, which means if the monthly payment is important to you, certainly lowering the monthly payment would be something you'd be interested in. And if you would be willing to do that, to move your car loan from where it is to First Community, not only will you probably get a better rate and a lower payment, they'd like to put $100 in your account. Now, I don't ever by name call out competitors to people I speak for. I don't think that's a good way to do business. I don't name them by name, but there's certain things on TV I don't get. There's a bank on TV, and they have green bicycles in their commercial. What the heck has that got to do with anything? I watch that, and I go, what does a green bicycle have to do with anything?
Or a fraction.
Yeah, or a fraction. You know what matters to me? Service, the way you're treated, and how competitive are they with their rates. Rates when you borrow money, rates when you save money. That's what matters to me. Not other stuff. Jingles or green bikes or anything else. And I will tell you that First Community Credit Union is very competitive. Banks don't like First Community Credit Union because here's a place you can do all your banking, and of course the banks don't like them. The biggest credit union in the entire St. Louis area, growing every day, stable, secure, solid. The customers are the bosses. We all together own the place. Of course they don't like us. You know why else they don't like them? Because people every day are leaving the bank where they're banking, and they're doing it all at First Community Credit Union. And I'm inviting you to look into that too. Not telling you to do it, just asking you to look into it. And who doesn't like to get a lower rate on anything? House payment, car payment, whatever. Who doesn't like being treated like the boss? And that's how you'll be treated at First Community Credit Union. Hey, the popcorn today is red because there's a home game, playoff game today. The popcorn is red for the Cardinal home games. And whether it's red or white or yellow, it is always fresh, always hot, always warm. Just like the reception you'll get when you walk in and say, I want to become a member of First Community Credit Union. If you want to find out more, go to their website, firstcommunity.com.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now, see how things are rolling. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Well, there's nothing really out of the ordinary now. It's just the usual slowdown on eastbound 270, just a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 270, stop and go south of Olive through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 44, had a little bit of a slowdown, or off the pace, we'll call it, between Mraz and Bowles, and that's just opening up after you get to 141. If you are traveling eastbound on Highway 40, you're slow. East of Timberlake Manor through Mason, still heavy east of Clayton Warson in through Big Bend. And westbound 40, you're going to find stop-and-go traffic from the Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Mason, then Long Road to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West Fort Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news! The housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be it a large or small project, Callier and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures, or he can start fresh. Either way, people are able to eat corn on the cob, they're able to eat their favorite steak, and they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bowen. He's been an expert in this for years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care or BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, this is Corey Johnson with eClarity Web Solutions. We're a locally owned and operated web development company specializing in web design and development, online marketing, and social media. Are you ready to have a real conversation with a real developer? We'll work with your budget and your particular situation to get you exactly what you need. Unlike the other guys, you know where to find us, and we won't disappear after we get paid. Contact us at 314-558-7535 or visit us at eClarity.us. We bring the cutting edge into focus.
Concealed carry is coming to Illinois. Are you ready? Get 8 of the 16 required hours of training now and beat the rush. Metro Shooting Supplies is offering classes in Belleville and Bridgeton. Stop by and sign up today. Convenient weekend classes are forming now. Metro's instructors are certified by the NRA. They're experienced in law enforcement, the military, and competitive shooting, and they're fully insured. Thousands of students have been already trained. Get started on Illinois concealed carry training at Metro Shooting Supplies. BuyLearnShoot.com. BuyLearnShoot.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I think is underappreciated, John Rooney. I just do. I think the guy has a terrific voice. I think he does a great job. So there, I just wanted to give John Rooney his due. John Carney earlier played an Adam Sandler clip, and I don't know what the movie was, but in it, Adam Sandler was reliving, I guess, his childhood on a baseball team, Little League team. Hey, he was a horrible, horrible athlete. And I listened to that and I thought, holy cow, that was me. When I was a kid, what little I did play, I was that kid that would stand in the outfield hoping they didn't hit it to me. You know, most kids who love sports would go, give me a shot. Hit it over here. Or I can't wait to get at bat. I was hoping when I stepped up to bat, I prayed for four balls so I could at least see what the base felt like first base. That's the only way I was going to get there.
They always put the worst guy in right field. And then once the other team figured it out, they would try to hit the ball to right field all the time. And if a lefty came up, you'd go, oh, man, what are we doing? Then you try and move somebody over the right field or move the center fielder way over.
When you're not good... I think you actually become worse because all you're thinking about is how bad you are.
Right.
And you don't want to be humiliated and embarrassed. If somebody hits a fly ball and I'm out in the field, all I'm thinking is, oh my goodness, I hope I can get, and I think you're so nervous that you miss it. You drop it because you're just, man, I was nervous about that. I'm a terrible athlete. And it's probably a good thing that I couldn't really play anything because I was so bad at it. And here's what's embarrassing. I was that kid that when they choose up sides, which, by the way, I don't think you should do in school because it's a popularity contest or a contest of, you know, who's the best athlete and who's an embarrassment. I was, every single time, I was that guy standing alone that nobody chose.
All right, we'll take him.
Oh, you know what? you know what we would do sometimes to keep away from that? We would take everybody's glove and you'd throw it in the middle, and then one person would stand there and throw a glove over here or throw a glove over there, and then wherever your glove landed, that's whose team you
were on. That's the way it ought to be.
Yeah,
because it's humiliating when you know nobody wants you.
We did that with hockey sticks and everything.
You shouldn't have relived that painful experience. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank and the gang. Hello.
How are you?
Steve. Hi, Steve.
Good. AM and the PM, and they ain't no
BM. I'm sorry, and they're what?
That ain't no BM.
AM and the PM, and that ain't no BM. That's pretty good.
You know, once in a while.
I like it.
I have a question. Right. Remember back the Rams stadium issue this spring, I guess, and now they were talking about it again. I've been out of town for quite a while. When they built the stadium, there was a voter referendum about that, and I can't find any reference to that at all. That the folks voted and said no, if I remember right. But I can't, you know, hear they're talking about building a new stadium and using taxpayer money.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about that?
I do, but not knowing much of the details, here's what I will tell you, knowing almost nothing about what we're talking about, is that I've learned that what voters want doesn't matter. It's irrelevant because the big deep pockets people will get what they want, whether you want it or not. And you can vote no all you want to. They will find, and I go back again to gambling. And I use that always as an example. How many times the people in the St. Louis area said no, 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 no to gambling. Look, what do we have, 8 casinos or something? I mean, the money people and the powerful people are going to end up doing what they want to do.
Okay. Well, I know that there was a vote, and I'm sure that it was turned down to ever put
money
in it again. And I've even called the Secretary of State and asked, and nobody remembers, of course.
No, they have amnesia when it comes to that. All right, Steve.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, he's got the wrong show. You might want to talk to Jim Huer right after we get off. The yearbook, I read from my yearbook, my senior class yearbook, and it just brought back some kind of not pleasant memories, a few that were pleasant, but mostly unpleasant, because when you're in high school, and boy, it would be great if you could somehow pass along to your teenage kids, get them to understand that whether or not you're popular in high school really is so unimportant. It doesn't mean a thing. And I guess what I'm trying to say is when you're not popular or when you are picked on, it's pretty painful because that's all you know is your high school life. You don't really realize that later on, whether or not you got on the student council or you, it's not going to mean anything. And I think there's like three categories of kids in high school. The real popular kids. Now, how do you get popular? Well, you can be just, some people are just naturally cool. They know how to dress. They know how to walk. They just are. But what helps with that is, let's say you're on the, and you're the captain of the football team, or you're head of the student council, or you're whatever. Okay, that's the popular category. Then there's the loser category. Barely pass or get held back because you make all D's. You're not part of any clique or any cool group. Nobody hangs out with you. You sit alone at the cafeteria. But then there's this in the middle group of what I call invisible kids. I think I was like one of the invisible kids. I don't think I was. I wasn't that loser. I was just invisible. And let me just say this. It's okay to be invisible. And I don't think we have too many high school students listening right now, but you could pass this along to your kids or your grandkids. It's okay to be invisible. Things can still turn out okay for you. So there, for whatever that's worth, I was an invisible kid. Dave, how are you?
Hi, Frank Amon, the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I would pick you for my team if it was bowling, because then I know I'd get a handicap out of the deal.
Oh, that's real funny. That's real funny. Real nice.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, you're not going to be chosen last if we get a bowling team together.
You must be a bowler.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, you know, Peon's a really good bowler. Did you know that?
That's what I hear, but I've not got to bowl with him just yet.
Here's what's funny. We just talked about this off the air in the studio the other day before we left. The subject of bowling came up, and I said, bowling is one of those things that, for me, you don't really make an effort to do it, but then when you do, it's a blast. It's like every time I've gone to the bowling alley, kind of reluctantly, 30 minutes into it, I'm thinking, this is a hoot. And it is. And I've never been to a bowling alley where the pizza wasn't fantastic. What is that about?
Yeah.
Pizza's always good at the bowling alley.
Something about bowling alley.
So if anybody says to you, hey, you get some friends, let's go bowling, do it. Go.
Oh, if you go bowling, I think every sport that you can play, as long as you can have a beer maybe while you're doing it.
But here's
I think that might be what makes a pizza taste good, too. Well, I'm not quite sure.
But here's the other thing about bowling. Bowling is one of the few sports where you have fun whether you're good or bad, and you have fun watching. If you're watching somebody make four strikes in a row, wow, that's fun. But it's also funny to watch the person who can't hit one pin. Everything goes in the gutter. That's fun, too.
That's why we want you on our team.
Well, let me have some time to think this through, okay?
All right, I'll Frank. Give some time. Have a good day, everybody.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Right, and you've never seen more middle-aged men get angry until somebody spills a drink at a bowling alley. Just around the tables where all the guys, like our league last night, somebody spilled a drink.
I would think that happens a lot.
No, not very often, because everybody's real careful, because once your shoes get wet, your bowling shoes,
not good.
So the drink got spilled last night. I walked over, all of a sudden I see all these guys huddled looking around what happened.
I would think that would be very common, because there's a lot of drinking going on at the bowling.
There is, but people in leagues are very careful to not spill. Because that's the worst thing you
can do. What color is your ball?
It's like a swirl of blue and orange.
Hey, mine was blue.
Yeah.
It had a shark on it. It was, who's the golfer? The shark.
Arnold.
No,
Greg Norman.
Greg Norman. Yeah, it was a Greg Norman ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, and had the words. I was like the shark. That was my handle as a boulder. Wasn't any good. Hello, Mike.
Hey, gang. How's it going?
Going great.
I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, you talk about being popular in high school not meaning anything. Let me tell you, our class president, prom queen, all these activities, you know, all the books, all everything, in charge of everything.
And today they're in jail.
Oh, my God. Well, let's just say not in jail, but just about anything else a crazy girl could get into, you know. Yeah. Illegitimate children and alcoholism.
Because when they get out of school, they think they've already got a free pass.
Well, no, a lot of the times they peak in high school. Yeah. Those are their best years.
But, and, but they
look
also,
back and go, what?
They also think, well, I was this in high school, so step aside. I should be this the rest of my life.
And then the real world smacks them in the face.
Yeah, knocks them down. Yeah.
Frank, I was kind of like you, kind of like one of those, you know, I wasn't silent, but, you know, people didn't really notice me. And like you, I'm peaking now. This is great. I'm going to let you go. I'm going
to
peek.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to peek.
He's going
to
pee?
Peek or pee?
I don't know. Maybe he's going to pee and peek.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm peeking yet or not. Maybe that's still around the corner. I do remember
I peeked
that,
into the girls' locker room.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that they did away with senior trips, and they don't do that anymore. But I was part of the last, I guess maybe a very few years after I got out, they eliminated senior trips, drug problems, liability, parents started suing every time something went wrong. But we went to Lake of the Ozarks on a senior trip, school buses. We loaded up at school. What a blast. I mean, what an absolute blast. You're with your class. And even though the popular kids still sort of congregate together and the other, if you just had at least one or two people, in my case, it was a girlfriend. I had a girlfriend on a senior trip away from home.
Oh, brother.
Oh, my goodness, was it hot. And all we did, look, that's the first time I ever went to Lake of the Ozarks. I didn't see anything of the lake because all we did was kiss. We kissed for a week, all day, into the night, until our lips were numb. That's what you do in high school. You just make out. It was fantastic.
Not anymore.
And they had I'm married now, but they had ski lifts, those cable cars, like ski cable type cars.
Yeah.
They used to have those at Lake of the Ozarks. And we would get on it and then get off and get back on and get up just so we could get up there away from everybody and make out on that little swinging ski lift chair or whatever it was. Amenities, I was right next to Amini's today, and I looked over, and the parking lot was relatively full. And I thought, well, this is a good thing. I'll bet a lot of people are in there looking at one of these four things I'm about to mention to you. The iPad touchscreen jukebox. That's right. It's as slick as it sounds like it would be. $2,199. Your iPad becomes the screen, the front of this jukebox. So everything you have in your playlist in your iPad, you can play through this fantastic jukebox, $21.99. The new Star Trek pinball machine is out. Take a look at that. The perfect drawer, which is an accessory for most every 7, 8, or 9 foot pool table, and it provides under-the-table storage. All the playing accessories can be stored underneath the pool table and out of sight. It's called the perfect drawer. And then in honor of today, the first day of the playoffs, there's the Cardinal Black and Chrome Pub Set. It is a table and two stools, chrome base, padded vinyl top with the Cardinals logo. It was $849, $599 at Amenities. If somebody's a Cardinal fan, this is a great addition to the family room, to the basement sporting play area, whatever, all at Amenities, and those are four of the thousands of items. If you want to turn your house into the most fun place you or any of your friends know, this is the place to do it. Under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amenities.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now and check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, I'm looking at kind of an interesting thing here. On Highway 55 southbound at the Peevely exit, which is Highway A, you've got two cars. One is in the median. The other one's in the safety V median with the exit there. They've got the left lane blocked, so we do have an accident there. And you've got about a half a mile backup. And then you go about a half a mile further than that, you've got another accident, multi-vehicles. The left lane, the fire truck just pulled up there. The left lane is blocked there. So you've got two accidents here on both sides of the road.
just within about a half a mile of each other. Then, if you are in downtown, eastbound 40, that's to slow Jefferson through Union Station. Then things open up around 14th Street, actually, and it goes to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270 is still stop and go from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And on westbound 70, look for a little bit of heavy traffic past the airport, then your slow Zumbel through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRB not included. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download this app. It's free. STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. The quickest way to get yourself a good, clean Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Oh, hi, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
You're great. Well, we'll start with some good news for those of you attempting to sign up for Obamacare online. It's day three of that. And they say by the time you get past all the glitches and can register, you'll be old enough to qualify for Medicare.
That's a good point.
Good news. Good news. Yeah, apparently the website is so bad, even the people at MySpace called it lame. Yeah, it's day three of the government to shut down. President Obama's got a solution. He said he'd like to propose a solution to pay the 800,000 furloughed federal workers. Said he wants to hold a $90 million per plate luncheon.
Well, that would do it. That would settle it.
And finally. Lots of stuff closed down. A lot of the parks are closed down. Even Yellowstone Park is closed, which, of course, means the Old Faithful has been shut down by the old unfaithful.
And rearrange those jokes and put that one more toward the front of the set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can edit this out for the podcast.
You know what? We'll edit it and move stuff around.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be great.
Sure.
It'll be great.
Always appreciate it. Yeah. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 Cape Girardeau.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See you guys. Bye.
Check out Bill on the Road. Is it BillOnTheRoad.com?
Yes.
Yeah, BillOnTheRoad.com. If you haven't seen his little video segments, they're really, really well done. Stick around. The Playhouse is coming up with a great joke as always. 5 o'clock, Big 550.